Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to Joyful Eating episode number 111. So today we're going to be talking about overhunger. And this is the very first time I'm actually recording video at the same time as I'm recording audio. So if you want to check out what I'm looking like when I'm talking about the podcast, come over to Stone Soup and check out the video. Anyway, plan for today. Oh no, before we did plan for the today, I have to share the best bite that I had. And I think I shared this a while ago. So I haven't had an oven for the last month because my oven broke and then it just, by the time we ordered it, So it looked like a month without an oven. And so new oven got installed last week. Very exciting. And so on Sunday morning, I did a whole roast cauliflower in one of those Le Creuset pots. And oh my goodness, it was like the cauliflower salt in the oven for a couple of hours. And just the crust on the outside was just so brown and beautiful. And then it was just like melting, like you just pull bits off it. It was just to die for. And so I had it with the lemon and tahini sauce and some poached eggs and some dill. And it was just like flavor explosion, like so much going on. Yeah, I love cauliflower. And it's looking forward to having the rest of the cauliflower because I'm the only one that eats cauliflower in the house. So I'm very much enjoying my whole cauliflower this week. Okay, so plan for today is just thought I'd share the story behind this episode. And then we're going to be talking about what is overhunger. And then why overhunger is a problem, what you can do when you're experiencing overhunger, and then also how to avoid it. And I've got a bonus tip for you at the end where we're going to talk about two reasons to eat when you're not hungry. So the story behind this episode is I recently have been experiencing a lot more overhunger than normal. So my dad was in hospital for a month, so I was doing one thing and another with dad stuff. I just, wasn't necessarily eating in my normal routine. And there were days where I wasn't getting home till really late and all those sorts of things. So I experienced a lot of overhunger myself. And I was like, I need to do a podcast episode on this. So here we are. Just so you know, dad's out of hospital now. He's on the mend. Things are looking good. So he's back at home at his place. So yeah, we're very thankful for that. But anyway, so what is overhunger? And basically overhunger is just when you're ravenous, when you're like, as one of my Irishman's friends used to say, he's so hungry he could eat the hand of a small child, which used to be always freaked me out a bit. We all know what that's like. And so why is this a problem? And basically the biggest reason it's a problem is because, and one thing I've really noticed in myself is that when we let ourselves get to that overhunger stage, when it comes time to eat and we are actually eating, it's really hard not to just inhale the food, eat really quickly. And so you're missing out on the pleasure. But the other reason that it's a problem is because it makes it really hard to stop when you're satisfied. And because you're like, when you get into over hunger territory, your body just wants more and more. And so it's really difficult to like find that nice balance of stopping when you're satisfied. So what happens is you eat really quickly, you eat too much, and then afterwards you get that gross feeling. So that's why it's a problem. And my Irishman has a saying that hunger is a tasty sore. So I think that must be an Irish thing. And yes, when you're hungry, great. But when you're over hunger is a recipe for overeating. It's not a source for anything good. Yeah, fine to be hungry, but we don't want to let ourselves get into this over hunger stage. So what do you do if you find yourself in that moment? Oh my goodness, I've come home late and I haven't had anything to eat all day and I'm ravenous. What you want to do is, if possible, give yourself some protein because protein is the most satisfying macronutrient. So we want to get you feeling as satisfied as possible. Also, if you're on an empty stomach, when I've done extended fasts, I find having some protein is a really good way to break the fast because A, it's more satisfying. So you're less likely to go into overeating territory, but also tends to be relatively easy to digest. So if you haven't eaten for a while, it's going to be too harsh on your gut. That's the first thing is if you can choose protein, do go for the protein, have that first. Another thing that I can find really helpful is actually make an intentional choice of having a mini snack, an intentional snack before you sit down to a meal. So rather than coming home from the hospital really late and then just pushing through to cook dinner and then sitting down to eat dinner when I'm even hungrier, I actually take a pause, make that time to have my snack. So my afternoon snack every day is yogurt and seeds, sometimes some peanut butter, sometimes some jam, sometimes some fruit with it. I would definitely, if I'm over hungry, make that intentional choice to get home, have the snack, knowing that, okay, I'm just going to have this snack and then I'm going to have dinner after I get dinner ready. Breaking the meal into those two places gives you that pause, you get some food in, you don't go into overeating territory because you know, okay, I've got dinner coming, and it just puts that little bit of space and it just starts to feel satisfied from having that food in your tummy. So you're not like starting dinner ravenous. So it just helps to outbalance it out. And then the other thing to do in the moment is to coach yourself. If the thoughts that are going around in your head are, I'm so hungry, I could eat the hand of a small child, that just builds that desire for the food and makes it even harder to stop. So what we want to do instead is just notice, like when you are in that over hunger zone, to choose some intentional thoughts instead. So thinking things like, I'm not going to die, I can wait, and or it'll be better when I wait till dinner time. So you don't start picking and eating like everything if you are cooking when you're in an over hungry state. And the other thing, thought that I find really helpful, is just to remind yourself, I'll enjoy this more when I slow down. So when you like we sit down to eat, just having that intention of, oh yeah, I'm really hungry, but I'm going to enjoy it more if I take my time. Like that helps set the stage for you being able to slow down. And the other thing I think that's important in the moment is if you do overeat, like not to judge yourself or make yourself wrong for it, giving yourself a hard time about it, like that doesn't help solve anything. So you want to just, oh yeah, look, of course I was over hungry, this happened, and then approach it from the, what can I do differently next time mindset. Okay, so that's what we do if we find ourselves caught in over hunger. But what do we do? Like, how do we avoid it? And it just comes down to eating regular meals and having that habit of having a regular meal schedule and whatever that looks like for you. For me, it's I don't have anything in the mornings, and then I have lunch at 1 or 2, and then I have my snack at 4 or around then. And then I have dinner at 6 or 7 or whenever it happens to be. But like I have that regular meal schedule. And there's a circadian rhythm component to hunger. So when if you're just eating at random times all the time, your body's like, oh, I don't know when the food's coming. And it makes it more difficult for your body. Whereas if you have that regular meal schedule, then your body knows that, oh yeah, food's probably going to, it's almost lunchtime, and that your body can get ready to digest. And it really makes it so much easier because you're eating to suit your circadian rhythm. And you can change that meal schedule. It doesn't have to be set in stone, but yeah, like having that regular schedule definitely does make it easier. And one thing I've noticed that was fascinating, like when I did do a really extended like 72-hour fast, is that I was never hungry in the mornings. Even on the third day when I hadn't had anything to eat for 2.5 days, I like in the morning with my normal breakfast time, not hungry. But then by lunchtime, I was so hungry, like totally ravenous. So like my body was just like the hunger came at the times when it normally comes because my body was expecting food at the normal mealtime. So yeah, like having a regular meal schedule, I can't stress how important that is for controlling this circadian rhythm and also for avoiding that over hunger thing. Another way to avoid over hunger is to, again, be intentional with your snacks and give your body the opportunity to eat. Like there's a bit of a diet culture myth out there that we shouldn't be snacking, that we should be able to get all our nutrients from our meals. And yeah, for some people, great, that's going to work. But for most of us, like having a snack, an intentional snack is a way. And it's like when I started having that intentional snack in the afternoon completely changed how much overeating I was doing at dinner time because I wasn't getting into over hunger territory. And particularly I wasn't in over hunger territory at dinner time when I was tired and I was like prepping dinner, the snacking would be out of control. So like by me having an intentional snack saved me getting into that over hunger space. So that's how we avoid it. And then my bonus tip for you, websites and doctors will recommend you should only eat when you're hungry. You shouldn't be eating if you're not hungry. And so the first reason I think that's not helpful is because if you're waiting until you're hungry, often that's going to mean that you're over hungry when you start eating. And waiting until you're hungry can lead to over hunger. And that's problematic for all the reasons that we've just covered. But there's other reasons to eat when you're not hungry. First of all, is that if you're only eating when you're hungry, like that negates all the other reasons there are to eat that have nothing to do with hunger and your physical being. Like, and there's so many wonderful reasons to eat that have nothing to do with nutrition. And thinking about pleasure, thinking about celebration, thinking about tradition, thinking about nostalgia, your connection. They're so like sharing a meal with someone is such a beautiful way to connect. And if you're like, oh, no, sorry, I'm not hungry. I can't have any birthday cake. Like, what's the fun in those starters? It's like, there's no fun. But like, you're missing out. Yes, sure, we are getting nutrition from our food and there's calories and whatever. But like that connection, that's a valid reason to eat. That tradition, that's a valid reason to eat. Like celebration, that's a valid reason to eat. Like so eating isn't just about food and what our body needs. It's about our emotions. It's about our connection. It's about all these other things as well. And so by allowing ourselves to giving ourselves opportunity to eat when we're not hungry, we're able to meet those other needs with food. And it only becomes a problem if we're like going into overeating territory. So if you're like not super hungry, but say it's like, you know, it's someone's birthday at work. And so you let yourself have some cake. It's not a problem if you like don't overeat the cake. So if you just have a reasonable amount so your body that feels good and you're not having too much, then it's not a problem. And the other big reason why I really recommend eating when you're not hungry and not waiting until you're hungry is because of the circadian rhythm component. So if you're always waiting till you're hungry, you're getting like, that can be a moving target and it can be really hard to manage and it can be really antisocial as well. So then like if you're not really hungry, but you only have your lunch break between 12 and 1, if you wait and you're like, oh, I'm not hungry, so I'm not going to eat lunch, but then you're not getting an opportunity to eat again until 6 o'clock, say, because for whatever reason, like that's just asking for you to be like super over hungry at 6 o'clock, which is going to cause you to overeat. And it's going to like completely undo like any benefit you got from not eating it earlier. And it's just, so it's difficult to manage. And like you have this moving target. And also then you're like, oh, you're second guessing yourself. Oh, am I hungry? Am I not hungry? What's going on? It's just really antisocial. Like I remember years ago, we had some friends come to stay and my friends was just like, oh, no, I'm not hungry. I'm not going to eat now. And then, okay, so I was like, cool, no worries, you're the guest. Of course, I'm not going to force feed you. But then, of course, 2 hours later, everyone else had something to eat, so we weren't hungry. But he was like, oh, I'm really hungry now. And so we had to all stop for him and so he could have some food. Like, so it made it really antisocial. It's another reason. So yeah, eat when you're not hungry. It's okay to eat when you're not hungry. So the thing I want you to take away from today is, yes, give yourself permission to eat when you're not hungry. There's totally so many reasons to do it. More importantly, have fun and delight in like, you know, every time that you get to eat, like celebrate that and remind ourselves that we're so lucky that we get this pleasure, like we get this opportunity. This is like what naturally healthy people do is that we eat for reasons other than just nutrition. And then also the other takeaway I want you to take from this is like that it's okay to snack. It's okay to eat between meals if that means it's going to save you from getting into over hunger territory. That's it for today. So I hope you have a beautiful week. Enjoy eating when you're not hungry, enjoying all the other reasons why there are to eat food. And I will catch you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.